The wealth of some nations and the poverty of others has been a long-time preoccupation of both philosophers and economists. Three men who tackled that question are winners of this year's Nobel Prize in Economics. All three are here in the United States, and NPR's Scott Horsley is with us now to tell us more about them. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Michelle.
So tell us about the winners.
They are two economists from MIT, Darren Acemoglu and Simon Johnson, and James Robinson, who's at the University of Chicago. The three will split the prize money of just over $1 million for research which broadly looks at why, over the centuries, some countries have prospered and others have languished. Here's Hans Ellegren, chairman of the Nobel Prize Committee.
Why are some countries poor while others prosper? And why are the gaps between poor and rich nations so persistent? These are not new questions, but they are among the most urgent in the social sciences.
Of course, the wealth of nations has been an abiding interest of economics since Adam Smith founded the discipline 250 years ago.
So what did this year's winners find?
Well, they looked at the great experiment posed by European colonialism going back 500 years or so, not whether colonialism was good or bad, but the different shapes that colonialism took and the different institutions that grew up in different colonies. Generally based, they said, on how many of the settlers survived. In countries where there were a lot of settlers who survived, those governments tended to form democratic, inclusive institutions, which led to broad prosperity. In countries with relatively fewer surviving settlers, they wound up with autocratic, extractive institutions, which led to wealth that was much more concentrated among a narrow band of elites. And the different shape those institutions took would influence economic outcomes for generations, indeed centuries to come.
Huh, interesting. But what does it mean for us today?
Well, Acemoglu says their findings are generally pro-democratic, but he acknowledged democratic institutions are not a panacea. He noted that in some cases elections can lead to conflict, especially in polarized societies. That won't be a surprise to anyone living in the United States in 2024. He was also asked about China, which of course has an autocratic government, but has nevertheless grown to be the world's second biggest economy. It's brought huge numbers of people out of poverty in recent decades. China's now pouring resources into targeted industries in hopes of fostering future prosperity. Now, Acemoglu said the jury's still out on that. He suggested that form of investment tends to be narrow and unstable, but he also suggested those of us in rich democratic countries can't afford to rest on our laurels.
This is a time when democracies are going through a rough patch, and it is, in some sense, quite crucial that they reclaim the high ground of better governance, cleaner governance, and delivering sort of the promise of democracy to a broad range of people.
Democracies suffer, Acemoglu said, when the public doesn't believe they are delivering. So the challenge is to control corruption, limit inequality, and not fall into the trap of those poor extractive colonies of the past.
That is NPR's Scott Horsley. Scott, thank you.
Good to be with you.